welcome to PCB Chat. I'm Mike Buto, editor of PCDNF and Circuits Assembly. Our sponsor today is PCB West, the leading trade show for electronics design, fabrication, and assembly, coming this September to the Santa Clara Convention Center. Learn more at PCBWest.com. And I'd like to remind listeners that PCB Chat is now available on Spotify. In addition to finding us at our website, PCBChat.com, listeners can also download our podcast at iTunes, Google Play, and now Spotify. Mark Benowitz became CEO of iNemi in January. This followed nearly 40 years at AT&T, Lucent, Alcatel-Lucent, and Nokia Bell Labs, where he began as a member of the technical staff in the Interconnect Technology Lab, and ultimately worked his way up to Senior Director of the Reliability, Hardware Test, and Eco-Environmental Engineering Organization. Mark was no stranger to iNemi, having been a member of the consortium's board of directors since 2001 and chairman since 2013. Welcome to PCB Chat, Mark.
Thanks, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mark, how's the transition from the private sector to full-time consortia work been?
It's like a coin. It has two heads. It's been interesting from a perspective of having a career working for very large firms, and you have the infrastructure of a large firm behind you, whether it's IT, whether it's HR, whether it's procurement, and you can go on, and then going to work for essentially as a small company. So that's the physical adjustment. But the exciting part is being on the other side, you know, being on the consortia side and having the experience being on the industrial side and seeing what it takes to provide the value that we need to provide to our members and hearing the perspective of all the members. So I've got the personal adjustment going to a small company, but the exciting adjustment and be able to provide even broader impact.
So let me follow up on that for a moment. As a member, what was your perspective of iNemi?
I guess the single most value that we had seen from a Bell Labs perspective was the collaboration. And being able to collaborate with not only the singular experts, because the individuals from the members are experts in themselves, but get the perspectives of the different firms that make up the supply chain today. In today's world, there's very little evidence of organizations being totally vertically integrated. Now, I come from the legacy of what was AT&T, which was truly vertically integrated. But today, we all work through a distributed network or a distributed supply chain. And being able to do projects collaboratively with the full ecosystem or the full supply chain, sort of like a virtual vertical, is so much value. You know, it allows you to have all the key players on the team working together to address the challenges we see together.
Now, I would imagine that having been on the board for years and, in fact, the chairman for the last couple of years prior to stepping into the chief executive role, it probably made the transition a bit easier. What do you see as your main role now as CEO of iNemi? Do you look at yourself as being the evangelist in chief?
That's a cute name, evangelist in chief. I've never thought of it that way. I'd say, so first of all, I think it was easier having the perspective of being involved with iNemi and being on the board for some period now. In terms of the role, I believe my role is ensuring that we provide, and I said it before, it's all about membership value. You know, we're a nonprofit. We only exist for our membership. And what we have to do in iNemi is ensure that we have the right projects, the right activities, the right direction to provide value for our members. You know, our members are paying dues. You know, everyone has other priorities that are always competed in one's corporate organizational budget. The way I see it is we've got to make it an easy answer for anyone who joins iNemi that I see value in what iNemi gives me. I see more, I get more than what I put in. And that's really what I see my job is, ensuring every member gets more out than what they put in.
Now that you've had a couple quarters under your belt, you've probably had a chance to get more than knee deep into some of the work projects that are going on, including ones that you may not have been particularly involved in as a board member. going forward, how involved do you intend to be in any particular program at the from the engineering level?
I'm trying to both keep my distance and at the same time give my perspective. Basically, what I'm trying to say is I'm trying not to micromanage. I think anyone that comes into a new role, and I've had, and I think anyone who's listening to this that's worked for me is probably smirking right now. You know, as you come into a new role, you're trying to build up confidence and understand who does what and so forth and so on. So I think, at least my experience, for better or worse, I tend to lean a little closer than farther, but I've really been conscious trying to stay just beyond the line of micromanaging. And I think I've been pretty good at it so far in iNemi, because there is a breadth of projects. There are clearly some that I know about because I came from as a member and we were involved in them. Those are dangerous territory for me because I sometimes get a little too close. And there are some few that are my, you know, I consider pet projects that I was very much involved in. So the answer to the question is, it's the members that drive the projects. And I got to remember, I'm not a member anymore. I have an opinion, but I'm not a member anymore. Maybe that's a fair way of saying it.
You know, I worked for years with Dieter Bergman at IPC, and Dieter, who came from industry and then, you know, became technical director of IPC, also drove many of the early programs in IPC's history. And it was a little bit difficult, I think, for him to ever step back and let the members actually drive some of the projects.
I won't say it's trying, but as recently as yesterday, I was on a call about some projects, and actually some of the people participating were some former colleagues of mine from my prior life. And I had to remember, I can't use the word we. Yeah, you know, we did this because I'm no longer we. It's now you. And I've got to separate that out. I am trying to consciously remember that I'm not an industry member anymore. I'm driving the consortia. And again, I am doing it in the perspective as I have an opinion, but you know, you as members, what do you think about this? And I'll be pushed on it because it's been 40 years from the member, from the industry side. It's you know, it's the end of August now, so I've been on approximately 8 months. So I think I have a little leeway here and adjustments still to make, but it is the members. It's not me to, you know, invent the projects. I can influence, but it's really the membership that needs to try.
So that's a personal challenge. What can you tell us about some of the projects that iNemi has prioritized for the next couple of years?
I'm going to reverse your question a little in terms of prioritize. I think there are areas that we see of utmost importance and interest to the membership. So maybe the word prioritize is right. But at the same time, we're re-energizing. Those who are familiar with iNemi know we have a structure with teams called TIGs, technical implementation groups, that span the technology areas, you know, whether it be board assembly, whether it be packaging, whether it be test, inspection, measurement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And those teams are made up of representatives of our membership with expertise in those pertinent areas. And those are the ones that we look at to, you know, collect the inputs that we see, you know, from our roadmap, from their daily lives in terms of their industrial experience or their research experience or their academic experience, to identify the gaps, the candidate projects. So the word re-energize is really what we're trying to focus to do. We really want to get the members more involved to define what the future is, and not the reverse, not iNemi define the future for them. So in that context, one area we see especially of interest to our membership and of importance is smart manufacturing. It's a new area we're adding to the roadmap this year. It's an area we're considering to develop a team, a TIG team also in terms of a technology integration group or implementation group. But what's really extremely interesting, you know, I was on the road maybe a month or two, and I already was getting pull from our members in terms of ideas and thoughts they had around smart manufacturing. So that's clearly one area. Other areas that I think, you know, continue to be of interest to our membership that, you know, we're seeing some expanded projects, even some new ones being proposed, you know, and then actually there's a new statement of work coming out. One is in the area of sustainability, clearly one that spans all technology areas and has a very high level of importance in it with our membership. Board assembly continues. Opto is still a lot of work. So the answer, you know, prioritization, we're trying to not prioritize one over the other, but get a representative diversity of our projects such that, you know, we do meet the needs of the breadth of our membership.
At any point, do you see INEMI getting into standards development?
No. That's a short, definitive answer. No. But what I do see INEMI doing is I see INEMI being a precursor to standards development. And there has been history and precedence in that, in terms of having INEMI projects come up with a recommendation or come up with, you know, a leading entry into what could be a standards development, you know, years ago in the Tin Whiskers, that's an example. There's also, actually, it's a question, yeah, I should say this, you're not the first person to ask me that, and I'm not sure why it comes up, but the answer is no, but I do see the value of having the membership themselves somewhat organically identify gaps in standards or gaps in areas that could lead to a potential standards activity.
Now, INEMI is made up of many of the key OEMs in the industry, not just North American, but in Europe and Asia as well at this point. However, I do know that turnover remains an issue in any consortium, and, you know, maintaining that continuity can always be a struggle. As such, how does INEMI remain relevant year in and year out?
So that's the challenge for any organization. And INEMI is no different than any other organization in that context. What we try to do, and actually what we're trying to do more aggressively, is listen to our members. You know, and not listen passively, but listen actively. Part of that is, as I mentioned before, the re-energizing the TIGs and having, you know, good, solid participation on members across the breadth of the technology areas. So we do know what the needs are from a technology point of view, what the challenges are. What we're also doing is we just recently implemented a program that's within INEMI to reach out to our members on a regular basis. We're assigning amongst all of us, myself included, as kind of like customer relationship managers, you know, that, you know, I'm responsible for N number of members. You know, Grace O'Malley, VP Ops, is another N number of members, and so forth and so on. So we've sort of divided up the membership among the INEMI, a subset of the INEMI staff. And we reach out to our members on a regular basis, to the key stakeholders, the champions, and the like, to engage in a conversation. You know, what's working, what's not working, where do you see things going, where do you see needing us to do something different, and so forth and so on. It's really creating an intimacy between INEMI as an organization and our members to understand where they see value, where they see a gap in value, or just as, or even better, where they see things working well and just continue or do more of that. So it is, you know, being relevant is important. And as I said earlier when you asked me, the underlying foundation here is membership value. You know, are we providing the value that our members need? And what I'm trying to do is be more proactive to engage with the members to really give them an opportunity to help direct that before they, you know, you have the conversation that they don't see value. So I'm trying to maintain them being of solid value on an ongoing basis.
And as we come to our close, Mark, I know that INEMI just released a white paper on creep corrosion, correct?
Yeah, that, let me warn you, that was one of the projects I was close to. that was a topic very dear and near to me.
And I know you have some webinars coming up, including one on board assembly materials for harsh environments.
Yes.
On September 6th.
Yeah, I think those are great examples, being able to, you know, hit high priority topics to our membership, but also to engage the broader industry, to engage them in these activities, you know, members and non-members alike.
So, Mark, where would people that want more information about INEMI's current slate of projects go?
Oh, definitely just go on the website. There's no shortage of information on the calendar, of projects and also calendar of events, whether we're having webinars, workshops, or the like. The other thing I suggest, which we're trying to get, we are getting more aggressive on, is leveraging LinkedIn. Encourage you to, I think the comment is to follow INEMI on LinkedIn, and then you'll see the relevant announcements with respect to webinars, workshops, project initiations and the like.
Thank you. And that website is inemi.org, correct?
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's about all the time we have today. I want to thank my guest, Mark Benowitz of inemi, and I'd like to thank our sponsor, PCB West, taking place September 11th to 13th at the Santa Clara Convention Center. This has been PCB Chat with Mike Buto. Have a nice day.